Well, Marshall Bailey, you know, we have had Mr. Cleon Caraway with us a couple of shows talking hog hunting. Cleon also makes a wing bone turkey call. That's the same call that the Native Americans used way back there. They made them out of wing bones of turkeys. Now, Cleon uses an ultra-modern method, of course, but we're going to talk about turkey hunting and using a wing bone call today. Cleon, are you with us this morning, buddy?
Yes, sure am.
Well, this type call, I have one of your calls. It sounds just like a hen turkey. I know that you probably put a lot of time in on it because it's more than just a wing bone call. It has a little resonant chamber built into it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. This is actually the very first call that I started on. I used a wing bone call, but it was very difficult to use it. Now, turkeys come to it good, but the large hole in the front, you have to pinch your lips in front of it, and it works off of the friction of your lips. So it's kind of like that. And so you put the tip of the call there. It is really difficult to use a regular wing bone, and particularly if you're trying to kiki or anything like that. So anyway, I came up with this call. It's a thin polyethylene wing bone, and I injection molded that with an outer shell. The outer shell holds that thin wing bone in place. It's a three tapered piece, and it lets it vibrate inside. It quivers, so to speak, when you work it. The outer shell acts as a resonant chamber, and because of the resonant chamber, I was able to get a patent on it. But it's designed to use with one hand. It's got a very comfortable mouthpiece and a small hole, which allows you to work this call very easily.
Well, it makes the sounds of the hen turkey perfectly. Mm-hmm. Do you have one handy where you could demonstrate it, let everybody take a listen?
Sure do. I'll let you hear it. Set of yelps here. And you notice you can kind of step up as you go. Just like the real thing. It works great.
Yeah, a hen turkey, when they're calling, it kind of increases in pitch with each
mm-hmm.
note, doesn't it?
Yeah, let me do it one more time.
Okay,
listen
yeah.
to this. And way out there, you'll hear him answer. He gets all excited and just come back with a set of yelps. As he gets closer, you can drop back to a softer cluck. Let me do that for you. Kind of tease them along as they come right on in.
Cleon, I feel like I'm out in the turkey woods right now. And you know what? It's coming up, spring turkey season, whether you're up in Nebraska or Kansas or Oklahoma, Texas. There's
yep.
nothing, in my opinion, more fun than being
yeah.
out in the spring woods. And you hear an old gobbler way off, sound off to in response to your call. And then when you first see him in the pale green spring woods, when you see that, it's like somebody just put a flag up out there. They're so colorful, aren't they?
They really are. They really are. This little call, the beauty of it, though, is there's no maintenance. You don't have to chalk it or sand it or anything. It's real light. It just hangs around your neck there, and, you know, it's easy to work it, and it's just a great extra sound to have with you when you're out there hunting. So, and they come to it really good. So.
You bet. You know, I'm an old school turkey hunter, and I've used a
mm-hmm.
box steel. I've got a box call that I've had
mm-hmm.
for, oh, I know I've had it for over 20 years. But
mm-hmm.
the thing about a box call, most especially the ones that I like to use, when you get them wet, you can't chalk them up, and they
yeah.
don't make the right sound. But this wing bone, rain or shine, you know, you're ready to go, aren't you?
You bet.
Well, Cleon, how did you first start making calls? Did you, I'm sure that like all your other calls, you've heard the sounds made by the wild animals and birds, and then
mm-hmm.
at some point, though, you decided, hey, I can make that sound, make a call that sounds even better than that. How did you get started?
Well, there's you know, I love to turkey hunt. One time I was watching this video of turkey calls, and there was an older guy there, and I was young at the time, younger. And anyway, he was demonstrating the calls, and he went through the box call and the slate call, the push button kind of box. I think they just came out with that here. And he had, trying to remember, several other types that he went through. And the last one he did was a wing bone. And I already had a wing bone, and I liked it. But I remember listening, and to me, the wing bone sounded the best one. And the first thing he said is, you know, this wing bone call, you have to kill a turkey and make this wing bone call, you can't buy one of these. All the rest of them, you could purchase them. And I was thinking, well, gee, you know, the one that sounds the best, you can't buy it. You know, what a bummer. So anyway, so I started working on the one I had was also difficult to use. So I started working on what could I use to make those sounds with a suction call that would be easier to use with a wing bone and sound as good or better. And so I just started experimenting. I went through all kinds of pieces of plastic that I could come up with, and I wound up with the shape that I felt was the best. And anyway, and I had that piece. I have it now injection molded. And then I wound up using an outer shell to enhance the sound, which formed the resonant chamber. It was all experimenting. The little the mouthpiece that I use is also very comfortable and has a real small hole. And I've tried different size holes. It's just all experimenting, and I love turkey hunting, and so that's kind of how it went. So.
Well, you did a great job on it, buddy, and it's kind of renovated the way many of us spring turkey hunt. Like I say, we don't have to worry about chalking that box up anymore.
There you go.
Well, Cleon, we are just about out of time. How about leaving a website where people can learn more about your calls and a phone number?
Okay. If you go to www.carawaycalls.com, that's with two R's, C-A-R-R-A-W-A-Y. My phone number is 281-573-1989. You're welcome to call. We can help fix you up with one of these turkey calls.
Well, Cleon, thanks a lot. Folks, remember, you can go to our website here on High Plains Public Radio, and you can listen to the archive of this show and read a little write-up on Cleon.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org and Brute Outdoors, brooteoutdoors.com, home of the Brute Box Cooler.